do expect a briefing from the White House a bit later this hour, including President Trump and the members of the White House Task Force on the Coronavirus. We'll bring that when it happens. But at this point, we continue to look at different perspectives of this story. And this one concerns not just physical health, but also emotional health. You know our analyst Neil Milner, who often has context on politics and government in his regular segment, The Long View. But today he's got something different. The importance of connections in this time of social distancing and a sense of place. And Neil, thanks for joining us by phone today. And
sure.
The starting point for this is a memoir involving a sense of place in California.
Yes, it's a very short memoir. She's actually written a long memoir. It's by Susan Strait, who's a novelist who lives in what's called the Inland Empire of California, Riverside County, San Bernardino County, just east of Los Angeles. And it's a very short memoir. It's on the KCET website, in fact. And it's called Five Quarters of the Orange, A Sense of Place in the Inland Empire. And it's really about how the sense of place has developed over time in this community around Riverside, California, and Loma Linda down in those areas, and how it's been maintained and how it's still maintained and how it's gone through some changes, but it's still very powerful. Now, I want to say this was written in 2011, so it's not about the coronavirus. It's not even about a massive unitary crisis at one time, but it says a whole lot of interesting things that should make people think about the sense of place in their own communities, because the coronavirus doesn't just affect your health. The way we respond to the threat of the coronavirus affects our sense of place and our intimacy. It affects the kinds of everyday face-to-face relations we have with neighbors, with friends, and loved ones. And so it made me think a lot about what those things might be in your own neighborhood.
A lot of this, what you're talking about, of that sense of community, that sense of connection in Southern California, in the area, in the Inland Empire that you're talking about, the Naval Orange in particular has a big role, but also there's a lot of discussion about fruit trees as well.
Yes. Yeah, what she focuses on the Naval Orange. She's a very evocative writer, and she says if you look at the Naval Orange, the history of the Naval Orange, which really started in the United in the United States, it started in that area, you find out that the Naval Orange and fruit in general remains very much important as a sense of place, to help keep a sense of place even as the areas become much less focused. So here's one of the things that seems to go on in this area. First of all, the orange is a kind of historical and a strong sense memory that people in the community still have, and that kind of unites them. It's cohesive. The second thing is that the community has had a history since it first started in the late 19th century. People planted fruit trees in their yards, not to make a lot of money. This was not Sunkist, which ultimately ends up founding. People planting fruit trees in their yard and exchanging fruit. And this still has been very much a part of the sense of place in the old neighborhoods, and now hopefully, she says, in newer parts of the Inland Empire, where people... Fruit becomes a kind of sense of exchange. People have different kind of fruit trees. They give it to each other. It's sort of a way to measure where you are with your neighbors in a very literal sort of sense, but also the seasons and all of those sorts of things. So in this neighborhood, the sense of place is very much influenced by the existence of, the memories of, and the smell and taste of these fruits. It's kind of mundane stuff, and it may sound kind of woo-woo, but it's very real, and it's a very strong driver toward collectivity. It helps to form what social scientists often call a social infrastructure. A social infrastructure is a infrastructure that allows people places to gather and meet one another, libraries, certain street corners, churches or whatever, and it appears as if there are strong social infrastructures in this town that are based on this kind of sense of memory and this importance of the fruit tree.
You know, as you mentioned, Neil, this was written in 2011, so way before the coronavirus situation. But what you're talking about in terms of those touch points, those areas of connection, that is all part of what is being disrupted right now in terms of sense of community across the country and beginning to hear in Hawaii in terms of the stay at home. But
yes.
Also what you talk about in that point of connection of people to people, there is still a way to do that. And I'm thinking beyond sort of the fruit tree, but even the, I don't know, pictures of views out the window for condo dwellers or something
yeah.
like that. Something that does have that personal connection despite that social distancing.
No, I think that's absolutely right. I think one of the interesting and amazing things is the sort of ways that people are trying to maintain those connections. I'm really careful about having knowledge how neighborhoods, say in Honolulu or in Hawaii generally, are connected, because so much of that is idiosyncratic. So much of it requires living there and knowing it. But you certainly see that rainbow pictures that you're referring to started in New York, I think actually in Brooklyn, and they're inspired by Kermit the Frog's wonderful Rainbow Connection song. People hanging them out as symbols, but people trying to help one another without getting as much face-to-face. But, you know, this place has there's some similarities here to, I think, to the counties in the Inland Empire. People here often talk about exchanging food, right? Exchanging fruit. In fact, today I went out to walk somewhere, and I parked my car near my neighbor's house, not far from here, and I waved to him. And when I came back an hour later, someone, it was him, of course, had tied a bag of bananas, unripe bananas, onto their car. So there's that kind of thing. This is, aloha, neighborliness, and a sense of watching out for one another. Those things get interrupted in a situation like this. Social distancing means interrupting those things. It means that intimacy becomes a threat in lots of ways. And I think I'm really interested, and I think people, as they go through this, should be interested in, too, what are the small ways that we often take for granted that we're using to maintain the attachment? You know, the sexy ones, the big ones, are social media and all those sorts of things, which are vitally important for so many people. But it's these little things that I think help, that have to, the little things that make up these social infrastructures that have to, that get threatened and have to be replaced there. I just want to say one thing about social infrastructure. In other disasters, the research has shown that people who are most harmed, who die first, are people who are isolated. And it occurs in neighborhoods that don't have this kind of social infrastructure, where people lose track. So it's important in small ways that Dr. Fauci, for all his brilliance, isn't going to give you much advice about. It depends on how you live your life in the old small areas where you're now spending increasing amount of time. So it's not just a fascinating question. It's not just that she writes really well. It's worth 5 minutes. It's all it takes to read. But that it's an important part, especially as this goes on for a while.
It's a very practical application, by the way. In passing, I must say gratitude to colleagues with fruit trees here in HPR and elsewhere
yeah.
as well.
Speaking all I've got is a bad basil plant and lots of parsley and rosemary, and that can only go so far.
Well, as I say, in terms of condo dwellers and sharing views, not just rainbows, but views out yeah. the window to folks on the mainland, that I know is something that's going on. But even the importance of, as you say, reaching out, the personal connections, even if that's a phone call and connecting
yes.
in that way. Because although it is a time for social distancing, it's definitely not a time for personal disconnection.
Right, and most of us have pretty good instincts about keeping together with people. But this requires a sort of step back, a sort of looking at the kinds of things that might be missing that are so much a part of our culture. in our own neighborhood, and lots of times the most powerful things in your own culture are things that you just take for granted. They're just there, and now they may not be there anymore, and you have to think about it. The essay on the orange is good because it's so evocative, and it's so clear what seems to keep them there. It's a good learning device to get you to think about, hey, what's the equivalent in my own little neighborhood? What's the way that we bring people together? What was the symbol? What did people do when they moved into this neighborhood that said, I'm here now and I'm proud?
Stepping back for that perspective and that sense of place. Neil Milner, thanks, Neil. Take care.
Sure.
Stay safe.
Okay.
Neil Milner, retired professor of political science and contributing editor of our segment, The Long View.